Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show, he has been a dominant defensive player for the Cowboys for the last couple of years, and he's going to continue to do it for many more years as he's inked a new deal with the Cowboys. It's the mighty DeMarcus Tank Lawrence. How you doing, Tank?
What's good, boys?
Man, we're in a good mood because you're in a good mood. The Cowboys have their best defensive player locked down, and we talked about your contract negotiations so much on the show, and quite honestly, most of the time we thought it wasn't going to happen. Heck, I thought you might get traded. So I think the pivotal moment when we read this stuff is Steven reaching out to you directly. What can you tell us about when Steven reached out to you and that conversation and how it really got the ball going?
Yeah, it was a special moment. Special moment in history at that, just for him to bite down and say, hey, we really want you here. And, for me to put my pride to the side and, for my agent to also do that and say, okay, like, let's find a meeting ground. It was very special. Just being a Cowboy, you know how special this place is and how everybody, always want to, stay a Cowboy because, how the organization treats us. Like I said, it was just a special moment in my life and a special time that, he reached out and we got everything, done.
Man, it is interesting how in any negotiation, ego can get in the way and I got to win or I've been disrespected or I got to get every penny. And there's so much that goes into it and it seems like it could easily get emotional. Right. Somehow in your negotiation, y'all kept this really close to the vest. Like it wasn't a lot of stuff in the media. We didn't really even know when the first reports came out that y'all were close on Friday. I mean, immediately all the beat writers were like, no, they're not. How were you guys able to keep this so close? And was that like something you guys talked about? Hey, let's not do this in the media.
I don't even think it got to the, media. All the back and forth in the media, that's not, how I like to do business. That's not how, I like to even present myself. It was never, about that. It was, about focusing on what's important. And that was all about getting the deal done. So, I'm just, happy that we got the deal done. Happy to be back in the building, and happy to go back to work with my boys.
There's been a lot of talk, Tank, about, all right, you need to get the shoulder surgery and you are getting it tomorrow. But you played through most of the season with the shoulder problem. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I played two seasons with the shoulder. But like I said, that's not, concerning me. The organization wants me to get this shoulder done. I get the shoulder done, it's, really not about how I feel about the situation. It's all about, making sure I'm better for the long term.
Okay, so talking to DeMarcus Lawrence on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, when you were going into this thing, what was most important to you? Was it like to be the highest paid ever, to get the most guaranteed, the most year? What was your priority here?
My priority was getting paid fairly, and that's all it was really about. Just being, franchised the first time, you already know, like, the next franchise tag, your number is going to go up significantly. And that's, every year. So that's all I really wanted, just to make sure, like, I was, getting paid and respected at that, because I already know, like, the type of work I have to put in order to, be one of the best defensive ends in the league. So I can't let that fall by the wayside and, get paid some chump change for it.
Right. On the outside, all of us look at this, Tank, and we all pretend like we're GMs and think we know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And when I look at this and I look at guaranteed money, the thing that I kept thinking about was, man, how is Tank's back? Because you've had, I believe, a couple back surgeries. So how is your back? How different does it feel now than it did, say, 2 years ago?
Man, I'm telling you, I'm truly blessed, just to have, two back surgeries and, go through that pain, that's why I feel like the shoulder don't, really, mess with me, because like I had to, deal with that significantly, painful, you know, injury with the back. So my back is, you know, great right now. You know, knock on wood, like I ain't heard nobody, you know, talk about my back in a, you know, a while. So you might trying to jinx me or something.
We heard you knocking on wood back there.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So, you know, in the last 2 years, you've had more sacks than Khalil Mack. Last season, you were tied for the league lead in tackles for loss, and you've been going with that torn labrum for two seasons. So I'm just curious, if you had to put a percentage at it, what percentage were you even playing that, a full tank war daddiness? Were you at like 70, 80, 90? What percentage do you think you were even playing at last year?
I really couldn't tell you. You know, it hurt my strength a lot, but it's really like, you know, I'm not like a kind of, you know, bulling guy, you know, that's going to try to sit here and bull rush you. I'm going to beat you with the hand speed. So, I don't know, like, how much it really took away from my game and, you know, how much it affected me. But I feel like after I get it done, I'll be way more productive.
So this is kind of like a, I don't know, it's kind of an abstract question, Tank, but I feel like you can answer it. You're looked at from us as the leader of the defense. So are you the leader of this defense? Why are you, if you are the leader of the defense, and when did you know you were the leader of the defense?
Right. So, I mean, like, as me, as a person, you know, I tell the boys all the time, like, don't follow what I do outside of football, you know, but follow me on the field, because I already know the passion that I have for the game. The respect that I have for the game, because the game will humble you real fast if you don't respect it. And, you know, my ups and downs, I'm like, alongside Sean Lee, like me, Sean Lee, Tyrone are, you know, kind of like the older players on the team. And it's like really you have to be able to sit down and embrace your moments and understand that, like, if you out there making plays, the guys are going to look up to the ones that's making the plays no matter what. And that's how this football thing goes. So I had to be able to embrace that. I have to make a lot of plays. I want to make a lot of plays. And, you know, other guys are going to want to follow that, you know, because it's all about, you know, being the best. And everybody wants to be the best. So that's how, you know, I had to, you know, come to a realization that I was becoming a leader. And and really last year with that franchise tag, you know, I had, you know, I was a leader, but then again, I'm on a 1 year deal. So it was kind of, you know, shaky. But, you know, I embraced my role and the guys embraced me and, you know, they accepted me as their leader.
Man, Jerry Jones was using this term war daddy, and I just used it, and I love it, war daddy. I think it's fantastic. And he was talking about an elite edge rusher, and you got to have a war daddy, and you became that. And I'd love to get your thoughts on what is a war daddy and what makes you one.
Well, you know, through any situation, like you said earlier, like I had my two back surgeries, but you know, not one time that did y'all ever see me, you know, come out and sit here and complain about it or, you know, bitch and moan. Like, and that's what I call, you know, war daddy that's going to, you know, put all obstacles in front of him and still, you know, take them leaps and bounds for the cause of the team. And, you know, I go to war for my boys, and it's a lot of work to be done, you know, a lot of football to be played, and, you know, it's a lot of war to be handled. And that's all it is, you know. Just having a guy that's going to sit there and, you know, go to war for you.
So, Tank, as you're giving me that answer, I'm looking up on the television screen. It's the NFL Network, and they're showing you. In fact, now they're showing you talking to James Slater. Uh-huh. And there's Cowboy stars everywhere, and there's you in your uniform, and they're showing clips. And I'm hearing you talk about what you mean to the team. And all I hear the whole time is, Tank Cowboys, Tank Cowboys, Tank Cowboys. And I just think of you as a Cowboy. But I want to go back 1 week to right now. 1 week ago, last Wednesday, were you thinking you were going to be a Dallas Cowboy, or were you worried that it wasn't going to happen?
All honesty, like, I don't really know where my mind was. You know, I had, you know, my ups and downs throughout this whole you know, contract situation. And, you know, like, one moment I was thinking, like, man, I'm about to get traded. Man, like, okay, like, don't I have to agree to the trade? Like, so it was never like a doubt in my mind that I ever wouldn't going to be a Cowboy, but I still had that in the back. Like, okay, if I do, like, dang, man, it's going to be crazy because My family loves it here. I love playing football for the Dallas Cowboys, and, you know, I wouldn't want to have my, you know, career in any other way.
Man, just did you ever hear what teams were going to have to give up to get you if they did trade for you?
No.
I'm curious about that because, like, if that even matters. But
it's all over now, bro.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Oh, that's right. We're talking to DeMarcus Lawrence on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right, help me out with this. We've seen it time and time before in our career. Guy gets paid. Guy has plants his flag. Mission accomplished. Banner is hung up. I made it. I did it. I got paid. What is it about you that makes you different to where, all right, you've got paid, but you're still about to bring it on a quarterback-killing mission?
Oh, absolutely. Because how I play the game is it's really not just about me. I have my brothers out there. I understand the sacrifice that they put out just to, you know, help me get those sacks. So, first and foremost, I'm here, you know, basically to return a favor to them, to help them get in the same situation as me. And then second, like, I have big goals of myself. Like, I still want a gold jacket, and I know you have to put in a lot of work for the guys before me that gotten their gold jacket, you know, had to put in that work too. So my work is definitely not done, and it's a lot that I want to accomplish, and it's a lot that I want to show my kids also and pave the way for them.
All right, Tank, we're going to let you boogie, but before we do that, is there anything that you would like to say to all the Dallas Cowboys fans listening on the official station of the Dallas Cowboys right now?
Absolutely. It's your boy D-Law, the hot boy official. You already know what it is, baby. It's time to go back to work. I'm back in the building. Peace.
Boom! There he goes. Hey, thanks for the time, Tank. That was awesome, baby.
Already. Peace.
All right, there he goes. He drops a piece and he's out. The mighty Tank Lawrence here on the Ben and Skin Show.